USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yeah, coming to you live once again. Welcome back to the program, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We had a nice long holiday weekend. Well, holiday, President's Day weekend. So we were off yesterday, but we are back live today and ready to talk to you about a whole bunch of different things, not the least of which is a topic, Professor Plum, that's on everybody's mind. What do you suppose it is this time of year?
That wonderful tax time of year.
That's right, yes.
They're looking forward to their refunds, if you're getting one.
Looking forward to the refunds, if you are indeed getting one. Well, one way or another, you're going to have to file something by April 15th, so this is a perfect time of year to be talking about this. And what we're going to be specifically focusing on for a little bit is tax brackets. Now, tax brackets, why are we focusing on that? Well, number one, why are we focusing on it? Because it's really too late to do much of anything for last year. But number one, we're focusing on it because you might be surprised when you're doing your taxes as to how much you actually wound up paying this year. You might have looked and said, what happened? What happened? We're going to explain capital gains tax brackets. We're going to explain what marginal and effective and all that is and the reasons why you need to know this, why it's so important for planning. And we promise it'll be interesting. Professor Plum has it all sorted out and mapped out, ready to talk about this with me. We can talk about with you anything that you like. You just give us a call and tell us what's on your mind. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, lines open for you. 877-752-6637. Emails at our website, wealthed.com. You'll see a link there that says find your answer. Get to as many emails as we possibly can today. Now, you want to talk to Professor Plum, you can do so on the show, you can do so off the show, you can do so through the back channels, as they say. You can reach him or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors. They're here to help you out. They're here to help you out with your taxes, tell you what you're doing right, maybe what you're doing wrong, what you could do better for this year, but you got to get in touch with them. Off the air, 800-644-1150 at Lucia Capital Group. Speak to an advisor, make an appointment, and find out about your tax plan. You know, Professor Plum, again, 800-644-1150, that's the number. Taxes, I think we said this last week, they're the biggest drag, as far as I know, on, it can be the biggest drag on your portfolio, even more so than, you know, the bad returns.
For a lot of people, it's a big fee, it's a big expense out of their budget, whether it's the taxes they pay on their investments or their taxes they pay on their ordinary income, from working and just from all sources. It's an expense, and for a lot of people, it's a fairly sizable expense. And for most people, it's an expense we don't care for. Going out to dinner, you know, in vacations, those are expenses too, but we feel that we get value for those in many respects.
You get no value, none, zero from paying taxes,
so
none.
So the taxes are one of those areas you'd like to maybe reduce, if possible, at least to the legal limit. And that takes understanding. It takes understanding where it's coming from and how you can actually go through and how maybe small changes can make big results in how you get taxed, because it does matter. And one of the big issues is there a way to change what was an ordinary income item into a qualified dividend or a long-term capital gain? Same amount of income, but if it's coming from a different classification, it's at a lower tax, a lower drag against my return.
Right. If you could get something to be taxed in what's called long-term capital gains at long-term capital gains tax rates, that's in every case going to be less than the amount that you're paying at ordinary income rates.
We see, in addition to that, we see people that have businesses focus on changing the character of the income from earned income. Like a sole proprietor would show an earned income on all their net profits after expenses, and changing the category that that income falls into from an earned income to just a profit from a successful business. And so one of them is subject to Social Security tax, the other is not. So they're trying to do whatever they can to change the character to be able to avail itself to a lower potential overall income tax.
Mm-hmm.
But first it requires, and I was having this discussion with somebody a couple of weeks ago at a friend's birthday party about he was a sole proprietor and, you know, changing the character of his income because he has a lot of people working for him, well, six. And so it'd be nice to change the character of the income from a sole proprietor. For one thing, I think he should be, you know, talking to somebody about incorporating just from a liability standpoint. But a lot of his income comes from the fact that he owns the business and other people are doing the work and he's, you know, making money from all of that. So he could classify some of that income as profit rather than his physical labor. They have different categories.
Sure.
And one of them, and that's for a lot of people, that self-employment tax is the biggest tax they pay.
It's
bigger than their income tax.
15.3% total between FICA and Medicare. And that's on each, it's on yourself if you happen to be, you know, if you have... if you have employees, you got to pay their half well.
That's just the cost of labor for them. But for him, it's an expense he could potentially change.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons we talk about this. So we have a thing called brackets. Everybody pretty much knows this. You have tax brackets. If you have a certain amount of income, you're in a certain bracket.
Right. And it stacks on top of each other. They don't, you know, become retroactive. We don't have, with the exception of a small issue with alternative minimum tax, we don't have a retroactive tax.
So let's say you're in the 28% tax bracket. You make a decent income, you're in the 28% tax bracket. That does not mean that 28 cents of every dollar is going to the feds, although it might seem as if it is, when you add up everything. But for your income tax purposes, that's not how it is. You have an effective bracket and you have a marginal bracket. Let's just very quickly explain those.
Well, and for somebody to be in the 28% income tax bracket, a married couple filing a joint return, that means their taxable income is over $154,000 for this year, 2017. A little bit less than that for 2016. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean my total income? We talked about adjusted gross income last week. But is that 153, 154 number that I'm talking about coming off the adjusted gross income? No, it's coming off something called the taxable income. Taxable income is after all the deductions and everything you've got. And so you have to have a decent income, $153,000+ after all your deductions that are allowed to be in the 28% income tax bracket. But does that mean that if I'm at $155,000 of taxable income that I owe 28% of $155,000? Actually, no. Thankfully, no. We don't owe 28% on dollar one going forward. We only owe it on the amount of money that actually falls into that bracket. And so there's different stages. There's different tax treatments depending upon the income that you have. And the fact that I may have $155,000 of income on a taxable income doesn't mean that the first $15,000, $18,000 doesn't still get the 10% bracket.
Yeah, so you have a stack of money that's taxed at the 10% bracket. Well, really, there's a 0% because you get to take off some of your itemized deductions or standard deduction or whatever.
And all this goes back to what we were talking about last week of the adjusted gross income. What income even shows up on the return? Once we've calculated what income shows up on the return, then we go and we start trying to make as many deductions as we can. I mean, we've tried to make some already through our 401ks, health insurance, and things like that. But if we haven't been able to get an adjustment to the adjusted gross income, now we're going to try to adjust downward to create our taxable income. So the first X amount of dollars we have on our tax return is not taxed at all. So we start with the adjusted gross income, and you brought it up. So we take all the income that we have to show on our return, and we just stack it up dollar by dollar all the way, And then we just start pulling money off the bottom and say, okay, the first X amount of dollars. Now, X depends on whether you itemize or not. You get, as a married couple, you get to take $12,600 off the bottom, right off the top. Boom. That's not taxable at all. Not at all, because of a standard deduction. Now, if my itemized deductions, my mortgage interest, my property taxes, my state income tax, my charitable donations, you know, healthcare, if it can work, and all these itemized deductions, if they're more, then I get to offset that much. So I get to pull that out of the stack. That money I don't pay tax on. And then I get to take dependents off. I'm my own dependent. My spouse and I are each other.
Take your money off the bottom of it there.
Dependent children. We get to take off about a little over $4,000 of that stack of bills from being taxed at all. So we pull that off. Now we're left with the taxable income stack. And we look at how high does that taxable income stack go. Now we have to be sure that we did this the right way, though. There is a proper ordering to the stack. The first thing started, once we've gotten to that point, the bottom of the stack, as high as we can go, is ordinary income items. Interest, ordinary dividends, passive income, our wages, IRA distributions, anything that's classified as ordinary income gets stacked up first. And then on top of that, we start adding in capital gains, long-term capital gains. Short-term capital gains are part of the ordinary income side. Long-term capital gains and qualified dividends. So we're going to look at that stack of dollars, and we're going to see how high. We're going to get a little measuring, stick up there and say, how high does that stick go? How high does that stack go up against the stick? The first 18,000 and change of those dollars, 10% bracket. Done. No more tax on that.
So 1,800 on that first 18,000.
Then we go to the next bracket. Did we go all the way up into the 25 room? How high did we go?
Right. So anything that stayed in the 25 is then taxed at a 25%.
So we go 10%, 15%, 25, and just keep going up the ladder.
Yep.
And you wait, and now we're only talking about ordinary income, but where does that capital gain come in?
Well, we'll talk about that. Okay, this is important to understand, because in tax planning, if you can properly plan your taxes, then you may find yourself keeping more of your money. And that's what this is all about. 877-PLANNER, it's all about you. When we come back, more Bucket Strategy Investing. Get on board. We're coming right back.
Lucia Capital Group Advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Rocking this town. Where do you live? Well, I'll tell you what. Rather than us going to your house, it's probably easier for you to come see us. But we're going to get close. We're going to be rocking your town. If your town happens to be Las Vegas, Nevada, that's March 11th, Saturday morning, the Brain Trust. Professor Plum and the local advisor is going to be stopping by there, the Renaissance Hotel. Saturday morning, March 11th, join us in Las Vegas. We'd love to see our Las Vegas listeners and viewers show up there. It's the Retirement Income Challenges Wealth Education Workshop, talking to you about, yes, the challenges you face as you retire, as you get close to retirement. You don't want to make mistakes. You don't want to mess things up. Saturday morning, March 11th, Las Vegas. After that, we got Phoenix, Arizona at the end of March. That's the 25th. Houston, Texas happens on April 8th. And then Santa Clara, California toward the end of April. Mark that. Sort of just keep that in the back of your head. Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Houston, the next three. Sign up. It's all free. Go to wealthed.com, our website, wealthed.com. Live events tab. Click on that. Just tell us who you are, how many people are going. That's all we need, I think. I mean, it's not going to cost you anything, so whatever, to show up and learn all about these retirement income challenges that we've been talking about. One of the challenges is, Professor Rick Plum, overcoming taxes or doing your best to minimize the amount of taxes that you have to pay. And we've seen people before who say, yeah, I understand. I'm in this particular tax bracket. And as I understand it, capital gains taxes are lower. So if I have any assets that can be taxed in the capital gains tax bracket, I'm gonna include those. So what happened? All of a sudden, I wound up making a big sale on a capital gain. I thought I was in a 0% capital gains tax bracket, and all of a sudden I'm being taxed on all this gain. What's
right.
going on?
Maybe 15%, maybe 18.8%, maybe 23.8%.
Depends on how much you have.
Depends on the size of the gain. And we're talking about long-term gains here in conjunction with qualified dividends. And the idea is that they do have a different bracket. They do get taxed at a different rate. And it depends on where it falls in that stack. Now, remember I talked about if we're stacked up and we're looking at the marks. Are we at the 10% mark? Are we at the 15% mark? Well, to the extent that your entire stack of money, including all ordinary income and all capital gains and qualified dividends, doesn't reach the top of the 15% mark, then whatever capital gains are in that stack have a 0% long-term capital gain tax bracket. But that doesn't mean that just because your ordinary income is in the 15% bracket and you haven't actually gone into the 25 yet, that any capital gains that gets put on top will stay in the 15% ordinary income tax bracket. So they look at that stack and they look at where does the top of the ordinary income rise to. If the top of the ordinary income is still in the 10 to 15% range, so you have room in the 15% bracket, then any amount of room on the upside of that between the top of the ordinary income stack and the 15% mark, that portion of that's filled up by long-term capital gain and qualified dividends is taxed at 0%.
All right, let's make a real-world example out of this. You've got, let's take a single individual. Okay, what is the top dollar amount in the 15% tax bracket?
After all deductions and exemptions, it's $37,650 for 2016, which is the tax year we're talking about. So let's just call it $37,000.
All right, we'll call it $37,000. We'll pretend that that's what it is. Let's say you have $30,000 of income.
Everything that a stack without including any capital gains goes up to $30,000.
So now, I'm in the 15% ordinary income tax bracket, and I happen to know that if I'm in the 15% ordinary income tax bracket, I am in the 0% capital gains tax bracket.
That is a true statement for a little bit.
But as you said, I take that. So let's say I got a $20,000 stock. Or a gain. Let's say a gain. I sell a stock and I have exactly a $20,000 capital gain.
So it takes my 30 to 50 on my stack.
Right.
But only the first 37, we've rounded that down a little bit, is in the 15% capital or long-term, ordinary income bracket. So that means that, between 30 and 37, that 7,000 of long-term capital gains gets the 0% tax bracket. But the other 13,000 that falls above the little line on my ruler is in the 25% ordinary income tax bracket, which means it's in the 15% long-term capital gain bracket. So I will pay some tax on that gain, even though without the gain, I was all in the 15. Or I shouldn't say all in the 15, because not all my money's in the 15. I still had some zeros, some 10, and I had some 15.
Yes, but you were.
But I had some room left in the 15% bracket for more income.
So,
but only the amount of income that would have been in that 15% stack gets the 0% long-term capital gain treatment.
Yeah. So if I have $30,000 of income and there's $37,000 allowed in the $37,000 in the 15% tax bracket for a single individual, if I wanted to pay no taxes on the capital gains, I would have only been able to sell $7,000 worth of those of stock or whatever I had, capital asset, to get that 0% long-term capital gains tax treatment.
And this is why it's important to understand what's being shown to you and what's more importantly being shown to the IRS by your brokerage company. If these are investments that you've held for quite some time, maybe I sold $100,000 worth of stock that had an $80,000 basis that should show up as $20,000 of gain. My basis, what I paid for the stock, was $80,000. I sold it for $100,000, and so I have a $20,000 gain. So that fits right into what we were talking about. But the 1099, the tattletale, the report card, whatever you want to call it, that goes to the IRS, that tells the IRS what they should look for on my tax return and what I give my accountant to put on my tax return, it only shows the proceeds from the sale. It doesn't show the $80,000. It shows $100,000 worth of proceeds. And if I don't give the information to my accountant and they don't ask for it correctly, they may show, and I've unfortunately seen some tax preparers, not good accountants, but tax preparers, show $100,000 of proceeds as a taxable event. Well, that blows. Now I don't have $13,000 at the 15% long-term.
You're way over.
I got tons of money at that bracket, and I overpay. So understanding what should and should not be on the tax return is a very important issue. And being able to communicate with your tax preparer and say, well, wait a minute, why are my taxes this high? And fortunately, if you had an $80,000 excess gain, you probably know it. It's when you have an $8,000 excess gain and the taxes went up by $1,200 or so, and you're like, oh, that's a little high, but I don't know what's wrong with it. The huge mistakes are easy to catch. The small ones where you end up paying too much are the ones that are tough to find. So understanding how these things go together affect a lot of different areas, and it affects what you pay.
Oh, it sure does. And knowing where you are, this is what we've talked about before when we were going over the adjusted gross income last week, talking about the importance of knowing above the line, below the line, and adjusting that adjusted gross income as best you can. This is where understanding all this can really help save you on the taxes.
Oh, it's a big thing. And that's why when we're talking about gains, if you have losses, harvesting those losses to offset those gains so that they don't even show up on the tax return can help out. So instead of that $20,000 gain that John was talking about earlier, maybe I had some stocks that didn't do so well, and I could show an $8,000 loss. That brings my gain down to 12. That means I have less to show for a taxable event.
Yes, and if you happen to have short-term capital losses, you can offset your short-term capital gains, which are taxed at ordinary income rates.
You could offset both.
Well, you can.
You have to offset short-term with short-term. But if you don't have any short-term gains, you can start offsetting long-term.
That's right. And ultimately, maybe some ordinary income. All right, 877, but not much. 877-PLANNER. Phone calls, emails, when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group invites you to start the new year with a complimentary retirement review. If 2017 is the year you want to focus on financial planning and setting up a strategy for years to come, take the first step. Call for a free financial consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. Do you need to re-examine your asset allocation and analyze your investment mix relative to market conditions? Is it time to review your annuities or learn about your options? Are there other investments you don't currently have in your investment mix you need to consider? Call 800-644-1150 to schedule a 2017 retirement review and investment assessment. Meet with a Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professional or retirement planning strategist at no cost. Call 800-644-1150. Lucia Capital Group, emphasizing education, advice, and planning before investing. Call 800-644-1150 now. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Talking about taxes, talking about saving, talking about retirement, talking about planning, and a lot of that has to do with something else that we talk about on this program, and that's Social Security. I bring this up now. We did talk quite a bit about it last week as far as claiming options go, but guess what? Hey, every Tuesday, you get a special treat on this, actually it's at WealthEd.com. It's sort of a continuation of our current bucket strategy investing program. It's the Social Security Show. Every Tuesday live, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern time, well, most every Tuesday, at WealthEd.com. You go there, you can watch our Social Security Show, learn about some of the, get some tips, some tricks of the trade, learn about some of the new laws, if there are any new laws, but really strategy. It all plays into strategy. I'm hosting along with Professor Rick Plum. It's only a half hour, but it's a lot of information jammed into that half hour. WealthEd.com, Tuesdays, 1 o'clock Pacific time, 4 o'clock Eastern time, the Social Security Show with just the two of us, Professor Rick Plum, every Tuesday. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. So a couple of quick questions on this before we move on. Talking about tax brackets and understanding the difference. There's a marginal tax bracket, first of all, and an effective tax bracket.
Right, the marginal tax bracket is that last, what the tax on the last dollar was. We were talking about the marginal 15, the marginal 25. That doesn't mean you pay 25% on all the income that you have, just on that last several dollars since the last threshold. Mm-hmm. And effective or average in many respects, when you look at your tax returns, sometimes, most of the time, they'll include a two-year average, a three- or four-year synopsis of what your taxes look like over the past several years. And the last thing they'll put is either marginal and or effective bracket. What is the average that you paid? But that number, to me, is not a real number. So basically, they're saying, okay, you may, on your tax return, your adjusted gross income was this, it was $100,000, your taxable income was $75,000. I'm just making these numbers up. And then they say, okay, your tax was, I'm just going to, for ease of math, say it was $7,500. Well, $7,500 out of $75,000 is 10%. So your effective bracket was 10%. No. Because that wasn't my entire income.
It was $100,000 was your entire income.
$100,000 was my entire income on my return, but yes. It wasn't the entire income that
there,
I had.
There was actually more than that because you probably had...
I put $18,000 in my 401k.
Yeah.
I mean, all these other things. So what is my... I mean, what are we actually comparing the tax that we're paying to? Are we comparing it to the taxable income? Are we comparing it to the adjusted gross income? Are we comparing it to a number that doesn't show up on the tax return, which is my total income before... my 401k and my health insurance deductions, things of that nature. So it's nice to see, compare 1 year to the next, as long as we're consistent in doing it, but it doesn't really mean anything. And what I don't like is the fact that some people look at it and say, well, we pay our taxes at the average bracket. No, you don't. If my average is 10%, but I'm in the 25% income tax bracket, which you can do because you got a big chunk of zero, a big chunk of 10, mm-hmm. 15, and then maybe you're just into the 25%. That doesn't mean I get to pay 10 cents a dollar of federal income tax on the next dollar that I take out of my IRA. No, it's going to be at the 25% level. And in fact, it may be even higher than that when other things are factored in, like loss of deductions, loss of tax credits, inclusion of Medicare or of Social Security taxation. So we have to be aware of the marginal bracket. What is the tax that I'm paying on that last dollar, couple dollars, $1,000, whatever number it is, that I took... that I had discretion of taking. I could have taken it from point A, which is a personal account. I could have taken it out of a bank account, which, principal is coming out of my own personal bank account doesn't cost me anything from a tax standpoint. I've already paid the tax on that. Or if I took it out of an IRA. Obviously, I'm not talking about required minimum distributions because you got to take those. So we want to know, what is the cost for that last couple dollars? Is it worth restructuring my whole life to try to bring that number down Or is it, am I just postponing the inevitable and I'm going to get even more trouble later on by not taking money out now? Knowing what that marginal cost is allows you to do some very good planning for the future, for now and in the future. Some people don't like the tax bracket they're in now until they look forward and they say, I may be, you know, they don't even know what bracket they're in now, but they're in the 15%, maybe the high end of the 15% bracket, but they're not taking money out of their 401k IRA yet. And then they're looking forward and like, it's going to get worse.
Yes.
In some cases it will. So let's take advantage of the negative. You don't like it now? Well, you're going to really hate it later on. So maybe pulling the bandage off a little now may help a little bit down the line.
Yeah, it's all part of tax planning. We're going to take a couple of calls. We've got a little bit of room on the phones. 877-PLANNER, our number. Also, we had some questions on whether or not these tax brackets affect your Medicare premium and what about qualified dividends and all that stuff. We should have time to get into that, and we will shortly. Want to get back to the phones, though. 877-PLANNER. We'll take the tax questions first, I suppose. Joy is up next in Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Joy.
Hi, my question runs out, does a little bit further with your previous question. This is the individual that has the $30,000 income and then they've got some capital gains on top of that. What if the capital gains are $500,000?
Congratulations.
How does that tax play out?
Heavily.
Let's
talk about this. So the individual, we talked about an individual in our example that had $30,000 of taxable income before the gain. And then we were just talking about a $20,000 gain. Okay, let's talk about a $500,000 gain. So now that takes my income all the way up to $530,000 total adjusted gross income. Now I'm going to ignore the fact that maybe more Social Security is taxable, which raises the 30 in the first place. And so we'll ignore that aspect right now. But what it does is, in that example, the next $7,000 of income is at a 0% long-term, and we're assuming the $500,000 is long-term, so 0% capital gain on the first $7,000. And now we look to see how high up on the barometer, my little measuring stick, did the overall income go? Did it go past the 25, past the 28, past the 33, 35, and all the way into the 39.6% bracket, which at $530,000 of taxable total income, I'm now in. If it had all been ordinary income, I would have maxed out all those lower brackets and I would have been in the marginal 39.6% bracket. For a single individual, that hits at about $415,000 of taxable income. So the difference between the 37 and the 415 is going to be at a 15% long-term capital gain bracket. The amount over $415,000 to $530,000, that $115,000, will be at a 20% long-term capital gain bracket. But wait, there's more. Because to the extent that your adjusted gross income as a single individual is over $200,000, which it is, to the extent that the amount over $200,000 is subject or is part of a long-term capital gain or investment income of any type, you will have an additional 3.8% Medicare tax. And so a good chunk of that $500,000 is going to be subject to an additional 3.8% bracket. And if you're...
Is there more?
There's more.
But wait, there's more, Joy.
If you are on Medicare, they're going to look at your adjusted gross income, which is well over $530,000, because that just was the taxable income. And they're going to say, you now have the privilege of paying more. If you're paying Medicare premiums, you're no longer going to be paying the standard Medicare premium 2 years from now. 2 years from now, you're going to be paying much higher, probably $400 a month, a little bit more, Medicare premium instead of $100 a month, or $120 a month. So it's the gift that just keeps on giving. Now, that additional Medicare is only for 1 year, and it's not the year of the sale. It's usually 2 years away.
But it's something to be aware of.
But you need to be aware of it, because that's an additional like $3,000-$4,000 in Medicare premiums.
Okay.
But the good news is you've got a $500,000 gain.
Is this...
Not anymore.
I assume this is similar to whatever you have going on in your life, Joy. Is that right?
This is a one-time gain, and it's a real estate gain.
Yeah, that's very common.
So this is very interesting. All right, but I mean, there are things that one can do.
Have you already sold the property?
No.
Well, the only thing you can do, which may or may not be, you know, something you want to do, is depending upon when the sale occurs. If it were selling in November, December, you might take it in two installments, do a double installment, say half of it in December and half of it in January, split the tax years. Installment sales do stretch out the taxation, but it also gives the somebody the opportunity to stiff you on the purchase as well, which, you know, some people don't like. They like the money up front. You can look for losses. If you have stock losses or other losses, to try to offset
those. Is this
those
a rental
areas.
Property or what is this?
No, it's a primary residence, but it could be turned into a rental property.
Well, now, how much is the total gain?
What's that?
Is the total gain
$500,000? I don't know because I haven't really figured out all the numbers, but it
are you reducing? Are you reducing the gain by the $250,000 exclusion for a primary residence?
Yes.
So you've got $750,000 of gain?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Well, I've had the property forever.
Yeah.
Well, but still, that's a nice gain. And it will, there will be taxes. I mean, I understand that. But it's still, I'd rather have the gain and pay the taxes than not have the gain.
Yeah. You're single? Is that right, Joy? Or?
And getting married is not going to be worth cutting the taxes.
Well, no, I'm trying to figure out if we can raise this to $500,000. That's the only reason I'm asking.
She'll probably also have a little bit of alternative minimum tax in
there,
man,
too. Don't do that. All right, Joy, if you have any other questions, hold on. I got to take a break. But you're getting $500,000. Well, no, you're not. You're getting something. 877-PLANNER. Back with more of your calls right after this.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Lucia Capital Group invites you to start the new year with a complimentary retirement review. If 2017 is the year you want to focus on financial planning and setting up a strategy for years to come, take the first step. Call for a free financial consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. Do you need to re-examine your asset allocation and analyze your investment mix relative to market conditions? Is it time to review your annuities or learn about your options? Are there other investments you don't currently have in your investment mix you need to consider? Call 800-644-1150 to schedule a 2017 retirement review and investment assessment. Meet with a Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professional or retirement planning strategist at no cost. Call 800-644-1150. Lucia Capital Group, emphasizing education, advice, and planning before investing. Call 800-644-1150 now. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Market strategy investing, trying to give you good news for taxes, tax time, if you're thinking about it. Joy had called us. She's gone, but we'll try to maybe explain a little bit more about this next hour. Professor Plum mentioned an exclusion.
Primary residence.
For primary residence. I had said before the break, I asked her if she was, make sure she was single.
You were not asking her on a date.
No, I was not doing that. I was trying to find out because if there were a way that she could get married before she sold this, if it's still a primary residence, she could keep another $250,000 tax free. But it really,
the person would have had to already be living there for the last 2 years.
Yeah, so it's really not going to work. But I'm just trying to come up with something. I don't know. And maybe there was somebody living there. They just weren't married. You never know. Okay, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Let's move along. Debbie, Santa Clara, California, up next. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. What's up?
I have a question.
All right.
So I have a bunch of ESPP stock that I was thinking about converting into a self-directed IRA to buy some property. Is that something I can use and avoid paying, those additional taxes if I just sold it outright? Stock outright?
Unfortunately, no. An ESPP is an employee stock purchase plan. It allows people through payroll deduction to buy company stock at a discount for their employer.
Right.
But it's not in a retirement plan. You can't just take that stock and convert it to an IRA. That's that would be a sale, which would be a taxable event to the extent of gain, and then a contribution to an IRA if you're eligible for a contribution to an IRA and deduct it. So that's not money you can just take the stock and put it into the IRA and not realize any gains and do any amount you want. You have to be able to make the contribution, and you have to first pay the tax on the sale of the ESPP stock. So that's not going to go there. Plus, what kind of property are you looking to buy? Primary residence or rental?
A rental. Actually, right now, it's kind of in a building community, so it'd be just the land, the parcel.
Okay.
And then I'd have to build. So I'm trying to figure out how I can convert ESPP stock or monies that I have there. I'm in the 20 percentile bracket, so I don't want to be kicked up to the 40 percentile. So trying to figure out how I could do this wisely to avoid as much tax as possible.
Are you married or single?
I'm recently divorced and I have two kids at home.
Okay, and your total income for the year without any sales is going to be what?
About 120.
Okay, so you're marginally in the 25% bracket, but you've got, so that means that any capital gain sales would be in the 15% bracket. And you have the pleasure of being in California, which means that there's another 9-10% on top of that. So it is a little pricey, but it may be the best way to go if that's where the money is to be able to buy it. I probably would not want to. If I had the money personally, I'd probably want to buy the land and or rental investment properties with my personal money anyway, not with IRA money. I don't want to turn a long-term capital gain into an ordinary income item. I don't want, if I have appreciation, I want to be able to do it personally if possible. And it's the sources of funds are a lot more available, getting loans and things of that nature to do your development. If you're going to build on it, it's a lot easier to do if it's in your personal name rather than the IRA.
Okay, so it's better just to sell the stock and then take the tax hit, whatever that might be, with the percentile that I'm in?
Well, you may want to stage it. It's kind of early in the year to look at putting half of it this year and half of it next year. And depending upon the stock, I don't know what's going to do better, the stock or the real estate. But if you've decided that real estate is a better use of the money than leaving it in the stock where it's at, then yeah, I think that you selling the stock and just doing it personally is going to make more sense. It's okay. Painful, I mean, because you're going to pay some tax.
I know. That's what I'm trying to avoid. So,
yeah. Well, but you're going to pay tax on it someday anyway. You're not going to get out of this.
What.
You personally are not going to get out of this stock tax-free, ever. The only way out of it is to have it go down in value, have no gain. That's no good. Or die.
No.
That's worse.
No. Okay. So what is a self-directed IRA? So I have an IRA and I have a 401k. What's a self-directed IRA where you can use to buy real estate?
It's just a different IRA custodian. You have a self-directed IRA now. If you have it at Vanguard, Fidelity, wherever it's at, you tell them what mutual fund you want to buy. You direct what you want to buy within the choices that they give you. They say, you know, if it's in a brokerage account, you can have any stock you want, pretty much. So you are self-directing it. You're not, you know, and all the quote-unquote self-directed IRAs for real estate are is an IRA custodian that lets you buy real estate. Most brokerage companies don't deal with real estate, so they're not going to let you buy real estate. But
yeah,
you would go to a different custodian that says, sure, we'll let you buy real estate. They charge you for it. You pay more for those.
Oh, okay. So it sounds like the best thing to do if I'm up on the ESPP is just to kind of sell it off in increments and then use that towards the real estate if I wanted to do it that way.
Right. If you're willing to do it over a couple of years, that, you know, because increments don't, tax-wise, increments don't help you selling it in March, April, May. We're talking about different tax years. And whether or not you want to, you know, if you can borrow the money and buy the land and then incrementally pay it off by taking the ESPP. But also remember that that stock will go up and down. And if you think it's at a good point to sell, you know, taxes are an issue. But if now is a good time in your mind to sell this stock, I'd rather pay tax on gain than lose the gain and not have to pay the tax.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, all my stock is up, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to start using this. Because I have two different accounts, 401k and then my IRA with another company. So I have all this ESPP stock that I'm just like sitting on. So I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to start using it. And I paid off all my bills, and I have a primary mortgage. So I'm thinking, should I pay off my primary where I'm living now, pay that off?
What's the interest rate on the primary mortgage?
3.5%.
I probably would not pay that
cheap.
Off.
That's pretty cheap.
I mean, especially if you're looking to buy, you know, rental property and things of that nature, it's going to take you longer to buy the rental property if you pay off your primary residence, because you're going to be not having the cash to buy the rental property. And rental property, especially raw land, takes cash. It's difficult to get a loan on just raw land, or at least not a very large loan, percentage wise.
Yeah. So what if I paid more money towards the principal and kept the interest there? Does that make sense?
On the primary residence?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's reducing your interest. I mean, it's still the same thing. You're paying down the loan. I think that if the only reason I would be buying rental property is because I think that I'm going to be able to create a cash flow ultimately, or a return, you know, total return. I'd expect at least a double-digit return. Whether I get it or not, you know, that's time will tell. But I would want to expect a 10% cash flow and or appreciation return.
Yeah.
And if I'm getting that there, I want to put all my money there, and I don't want to pay off my 3.5% mortgage.
Debbie, I got to take a break for the top of the hour. If you have some more questions, you're welcome to hang on. We can talk to you during the newscast here. Just got to take a quick break for the top of the hour. More coming up. If you want to talk to Professor Rick Plum off the air, you're welcome to do so. Any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Another hour coming up. More Bucket Strategy Investing. Don't go away.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.